الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا وحبيبنا ونبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وأزواجه ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. قال الله تعالى: كل نفس ذائقة الموت وإنما توفون أجوركم يوم القيامة فمن زحزح عن النار وأدخل الجنة فقد فاز وما الحياة الدنيا إلا متاع الغرور. وقال تعالى: وما تدري نفس ماذا تكسب غدا وما تدري نفس بأي أرض تموت. صدق الله العظيم. This chapter is about remembering the death. Which we may call it something normally people like to run away from, but no one can escape the death in this world. Every human being came to this world to live. We did not come to this life to stay forever. No one is going to stay forever. If anyone deserved to stay forever, that was Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the other prophets of Allah, who always were trying to spread the good deeds, good words, bring people to right track. But even those people had to leave and they passed away. So if even the Anbiya alayhim as-salatu was-salam died, then who is there who won't die? Everyone will have to die. There are people in the world who reject Anbiya alayhim as-salatu was-salam. They don't believe in the prophets. They are not believers. There are some other people who would go even one step further and they even reject the Creator. They reject the existence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And they say nature is doing everything. But I don't think you will find any person who will reject the death. Even those who do not believe in the prophets, those who do not believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they have to believe in death and they have to believe that one day they will have to die, they will have to leave this world. So it's something very certain, something no one can escape it in this world. And whether the person is wealthy or poor, healthy or sick, young or old, any person in this world, good or bad, you bring the best person in the world and the worst person in the world, every person has to die. There are three lives that normally people will go through. One is the life before coming to this world. The second is the life in this world. And the third is life after this world. Once the person dies and we bury the person, that person now is in a total different world. But even there are two stages of life. Before coming to this world, there are two stages of our life. And after leaving the world, there are two stages of the life. Before coming to this world, The two stages of the life are, one is before being in the womb of the mothers, just the dust, being dust, the body was dust, and our soul was there in the back. Souls are already created even for people who are not there yet. Then all of us, each and every one of us, we stay in the womb of our mothers for almost 9 months, and then we come to this world. Same thing, once we leave this world, we will be in the womb of the earth, under the ground. People will put us back into the dust, because we are made out of the dust. مِنْهَا خَلَقْنَاكُمْ وَفِيهَا نُعِيدُكُمْ. We created you from this dust, we will put you back in the same dust. وَمِنْهَا نُخْرِجُكُمْ تَارَةً أُخْرَى. Then we'll bring you back from the same dust. So then, the two stages after this life, one is in the ground, and the second is after coming out of that ground, and that will be on the Day of Judgment. Once people will come out of that ground, once we will get the life back, after that, there is no death. Then that's the eternal life. In this world, normally people live for approximately 70 years, 80 years. Some die before 70 and 60s. Some die after 80s, but normally is about, the range is almost 70 years. But that does not mean no one will die before that. People die, infants die at the age of a couple of hours, a couple of days, a couple of months. Children die at the age of a couple of years. Youth die in teenagers, in their 20s. Young people die, strong people in their 30s, 40s. No time is specified that in that age, within that limit, you cannot die. And as death is the most certain thing in this world, is the most certain thing in this world that everyone agrees to it and everyone believes in it, that one day we'll have to leave. On the other hand, the time of it is the most uncertain thing in the world. The thing that no one can be certain about at all, most uncertain thing in the world, is the time of the death. Ask anyone, when are you going to die? Tomorrow? After 10 days? Next month? Next year? Or when you are in your 70s or you're in 80s? No one knows. It could be next day, next moment. It could be that tonight we are doing some janazah prayer. No one knows. Only Allah knows. And he tells the angel of death, go and take the soul of the person out. That's it. His time is over. And remember, all of us, as we came to this world, our time was written. This person is going for 13 years. Another person is going for 20 years. Another person is going for 35 years. Another person 40 years. Another person 50, 60, 70. Everyone's time has been specified. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Quran al-Kareem, فَإِذَا جَاءَ أَجَلُهُمْ لَا يَسْتَأْخِرُونَ سَاعَةً وَلَا يَسْتَقْدِمُونَ. Once that specified time would come, no one will be allowed to live a second more than the time was assigned to him, and no one will die even a second before the time has been assigned to the person. Someone tries to kill you before that time, he cannot. You find people tell you that we were in a car accident. The car was badly damaged and it was right off. They total the car. And you find the person saying, I don't know how we survived. Nothing happened to us. And now we know how, because his time wasn't written there. It wasn't his time for that. Everyone in the car can die, but he won't die if his time wasn't written there for that. And a very healthy person, getting ready to go to the playground, having done a lot of exercise, and he feels very fresh. Before he would leave the door, you might see him laying down on the ground. What happened to him? He's out, he's dead. What happened? That was the time. So the time has been specified. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala uses different means for people to die. Sometime a car accident, we say, how did he die? Car accident. Really, it was his time. And he had a car accident, so he died in that. So that was his time. Even if he would not have the car accident, he won't live a second more than that time. That was his time. That's it. And we people are so much used to looking at these means that we forget the reality behind it. Where do you get the fruit from? From the tree. That's true. But the real provider is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. See, when Maryam alayhi salatu wa salam, she used to be in the masjid. Zakariya alayhi salam, being a prophet of Allah, he was her caretaker. Whenever he would go to Maryam alayhi salatu wa salam, kullama dakhala alayha Zakariya al-mihraba wajada indaha rizqa. Whenever Zakariya alayhi salam would go to Maryam alayhi salam, he would find some fresh fruit over there, fresh food over there. He would ask her, Maryam, where did you get these nice fruit from there? This is very fresh, and it's not the season for this fruit. She said, huwa min indillah. It comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No tree is there. Allah is sending it directly with an angel to her. So these are only means. The real provider is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Same way, the time of death has been specified. And all the other the means that we look at, these are only excuses. The real thing is his time came, that's it. We see, because he fall down, car accident, he was shot dead. Or when we don't find any reason, what do we say? Heart attack. We say he had a heart attack. What is heart attack? Which simply means heart stopped working. Why? It has to stop working, it's time of death. It was his time to die, so the heart has to stop working. It's running, all of a sudden it stopped, that's it. You're driving the car, all of a sudden it stops on the highway. What happened? The engine broke. So the time has been specified. Everyone has to go. This life is very short. And by the time we prepare for this life, people, as children are growing up, they spend 4 or 5 years just playing, wasting time. There is nothing else they can do either. Then, parents try to teach them, and they start getting education. And you look at most of these educations, by the time people are graduated from most of these educations and they get their degrees, they're about close to 30 years old. Now he's going to start working. By the time he sets his work and he gets independent, takes him around at least 10 to 15 years. So he's about 45 years old. By the time he's 45, especially nowadays, our health is getting so bad. By the time the person not 45 is in late 30s and early 40s, he starts having all the pains throughout the body. And in the 50s, the person says, I'm getting old. 45, he says, now I'm a little independent. He's starting now an independent life. Only 5 more years, he considers himself to be in old age. He's getting old now. Another 15 years before he will get retired. At the age of 65, they get retired. After that, the person is just preparing to go out of this world now. Very short, everything is going fast. And you don't even know how the time will go so fast. After the time is gone, we realize, oh, it went so fast. If you try to think the past of your life, I was in the school for 3 years. 3 years, they went too fast. I can't even remember how those 3 years went by. So the life is going fast. And these 65, 70 years, by the time the person is in his 70s, he's always thinking, I will die any time now. If he would get to that age. So the main thing is to prepare for the real life, where we are not going to live for 70 years. More than 70 years, and not even 100 years. How many years? 200? 1,000? 2,000? Million? 2 million? No limit, no end. Eternal life. Forever. Imagine if for this short life we like to have all the comfort of the life. We want to make sure we have a good bed, and we have dress. We want to go out of the house. So we have our shoes. We have snowshoes if it's snowing. We have raincoat if it's raining. And we have winter coat if it's winter. Our dresses suits the weather, whatever the weather might be. And a person who cannot see properly, make sure he has his glasses on. Everything we like to make sure we have the comfort of this life. Before we go to bed, make sure the heat is there, the heat is proper, and we have the mattress, we have blanket, we have pillows, we have bed sheets. We want to have all of the comfort of the life, whereas this life is so short that it will go so fast that even if we have none of these things, still the life is going to continue and will just pass it. 70 years are nothing. By the time we start thinking about our life, it's almost the end of it. That is the life that we really have to prepare for. Where you are not going to live for 100 or 200 or 1,000 or 2,000 or million or 2 million years. You will just live there, no death. No death at all. This is why Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tells us in the hadith, Al-kayyisu man dana nafsahu wa amila lima ba'd al-maut. The wise is a person who controls his desires. Doesn't just run after the worldly gain. He's not just running after the dollars, after home, after a car, after dresses, after games, after entertainment, and all of the comfort of this life. That person is preparing for akhirah. The wise is a person who prepares for akhirah, controls himself, his desires in this life, and prepare for that life, because over there we need a lot, because it's a long life. والعاجز من أتبع نفسه هواها وتمنى على الله الأماني. Loser is the one who keeps on following his desires in this world. I want to have more money. I want to have a better business. I want to have more wealth. I want to have a better home. I want to buy a better car. I want to have better dresses. He's just running after worldly gain. The time he's going to die, he is not going to take anything with him. Have you seen any person going to his grave and taking all of his house and car and everything with him over there? Have you heard of a person who would take the whole wealth with him? No. They will go, and each person goes empty-handed. That's it. We use it whatever we use in this life. That's it. We can't use it after this. So what's the sense of keep on gathering so much of something that you don't even know if you would use it tomorrow or not? Do you have any guarantee that you would live tomorrow?
No.
So we don't even know that all the things that we are gathering and we have around us, if we will be there to use it tomorrow or not. So really the person is loser who's wasting all of his time, everything, all of his energy, just putting it after getting this worldly gain and just hoping, oh, Allah is merciful, Allah is so good, He's going to forgive me, I will go to Jannah. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, loser is the one who keeps on working for just this world, وَتَمَنَّى عَلَى اللَّهِ الْأَمَانِي, and he always just have big hopes that Allah would do this, Allah would do this, Allah would do it if we tried, if we are doing working for Akhirah, if we are trying to build a nice place over there with our deeds, then Allah will help us getting it. But if you don't do it, you are sitting at your home and you expect that people walking on the street, they're going to get your car out for you? No, you have to go and try it, and then you call the people, please help me getting my car out. Then that's the only time that people will try to help you. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala helps us, but He helps us the time when He sees us trying our best. We are trying to get it and we say, Ya Allah, I'm not able to get it. Please, Ya Allah, help me to get it. So He helps us. But if we just sit back and we say, I'm not going to do it, but Ya Allah, just make it happen for me. We cannot order Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We need help. So He helps us, and help means you try your best and then you ask other people to help you in doing it. So now, if someone will ask us, who's a wise man? Who's a wise man? We say, that brother, that person, he's highly qualified, he has high degrees, he's very wealthy, and he is very intelligent. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, no, if you don't see the person working for Akhirah, if you don't see the person preparing for the life after death, he is not intelligent, he's a loser. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, before sending us to this world, He specified each and every person's time of death and at the same time the place of death. The angel of death is given a list of all the people who are going to die. And it also says in the list that you go to that place and you find him there. The angel of death. The direction, he has been given the direction also. That you go to that place and you find this person sitting over there waiting for you over there. That person doesn't know he's waiting for him. But really, this is what's the reality of it. That the person is sitting over there as if he's waiting for the angel of death to come and take his soul out. Once, a person was sitting beside Sayyidina Sulaiman alayhi salatu wassalam. And we all know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed Sulaiman alayhi salatu wassalam with a special kingdom. And his kingdom was such that he had power over the air, over the jinns, over the metal. He had power over animals. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him a very special kingdom. So through his power over the air, he used to tell the air, here, pick that thing and drop it over there. Take this thing and parcel it to such and such country. And the air would do it. Not only that, he also used to tell the air that carry me and my whole army and take us to that place, to that country, to that town, and the air will carry all of them and will take them there. No need for aeroplanes. They didn't need nothing, none of these technology. Allah's power is stronger than anything else in this world. So a person is sitting beside Sulaiman alayhi salatu wassalam, and he sees a man who came in and started staring at this person. He was staring at this man who's sitting beside Sulaiman alayhi salatu wassalam. So this man thought that he has to be the angel of death. In those days, people used to see the angel of death. So he said he must be the angel of death who came in the form of a human being. And the way he's staring at me, it seems that he's looking for me. And I'm not ready to die. I don't want to die. So he said to Sulaiman alayhi salam, can you please do me a favor? He said, what? He said, this man that just came in, that walked in, he seemed to be the angel of death. And it looks like he's looking for me because the way he's staring at me. You have power over the air. Can you please tell the air? They are sitting in Jerusalem. He says, can you please tell the air to carry me from here and drop me from a far, in a far country? He said, whereabout? He says, almost like India. Just ask the air to drop me in India. Okay, I can do it. And he says to the air that here, pick him up, drop him in India. In seconds, the air picked him up, dropped him there. He got there. Now, as he got over there, of course, angels have that speed also. As soon as he got there, the angel of death is there. So he said to the angel of death, how did you get here? What are you doing here? Why are you following me? He said, because it's your time. He says, why were you staring at me over there? He said, because I was surprised. In my list, it says that you are supposed to die in India and you are sitting in Jerusalem. I was wondering, how are you going to get there from Jerusalem to India in some seconds? Because your time was written only a few seconds after that time. And I was staring at you. Then my list says you are supposed to die in India. I'm supposed to take your soul out in India and you are sitting in Jerusalem. And here you are now. Time and place. Everything has been written. وَمَا تَدْرِي نَفْسٌ مَّاذَا تَكْسِبُ غَدَى. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in Quran al-Kareem that no one knows when he's going to die. No one knows what are you going to do tomorrow. We make our plans, but you see a lot of people leave their homes with a plan and after some time, people receive a call that he have died. He ended up in the hospital. After some time, another call, he died. وَمَا تَدْرِي نَفْسٌ مَّاذَا تَكْسِبُ غَدًا. No one knows what is he going to do tomorrow. وَمَا تَدْرِي نَفْسٌ بِأَيِّ أَرْضٍ تَمُوتٍ. And no one knows where he or she is going to die. So even the place of death has been specified and we are not searching about it, we don't know where we are going to die. إِنَّ اللَّهَ عَلِيمٌ خَبِيرٌ. Allah is the knower and He is the one who has all of this information about each and every person's time and place. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi, Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu anhu says once Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam grabbed my shoulder and he said to me, كُنْ فِي الدُّنْيَا كَأَنَّكَ غَرِيبٌ أَوْ عَابِرُ سَبِيلٌ. Abdullah, live in this world just like if you are a traveler or you are in out of your hometown. If you are out of your hometown, say a person, you went out to some other town for a day or two, are you going to try to buy a house or you will just find a place where you can spend some nights? If you're out of town and you are in the hotel, are you going to try to go, you're out for shopping and you buy a lot of stuff and someone asks you, what are you doing? You say, I don't like the walls, so these are some piles of paint because I'm going to paint the whole motel, and these are some frames I would like to hang them on the walls, and these are some carpets I'm buying. The carpet also is going to, because to carpet that room. You're there only for 2 days. You want to do all of these things for what? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, live in this world just as if you're out of your hometown, because our hometown is the one there where we will live forever. So prepare for that more And for this one, just try to make whatever good living you can have. Doesn't mean just keep on having everything bad and damaged. It doesn't mean that. But of course, it simply means don't try to waste your time, energy, and your wealth and everything just on this worldly gain and spending just like normally we people like to do, just decorating our homes, preparing the backyards, doing so much work on that, and we never think that really we need to work a lot for the real life and for the real home that is coming in the next life. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Kun fi dunya ka annaka gharib aw abiru sabil." The second thing Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Be like a traveler." If a person is traveling, you go to the airport, waiting for your flight. Any time they are going to announce it, and you will go and sit in the plane. Now, a person while sitting at the airport, have you seen people who will open up their suitcases and try to decorate everything over there at the airport? No. He's sitting there only for 5 minutes, 10 minutes, half an hour. Any time they are going to announce it, call him in, and that's it. Same thing. Any time the angel of death is going to announce it, and he's going to come and take the soul out and leave. That's it. It could be only our waiting period might be only 1 minute, half an hour, year, 2 years, 5 years, 10 years. We don't know. But it could be any time. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is telling us, don't waste your time. Don't just waste your energy. Don't waste your money. Try to work for Akhirah as much as you can. Do as many good deeds as you can. Perform as many salah as you can. Get as much reward as you can. Please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the judge over there. And He's the one who will have the decision and the final decision. Please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through your deeds, by doing everything good that you can and avoiding every evil you can. Once Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is pleased, then we know that inshallah He's going to have mercy on us and He's going to bless us in the Akhirah. So this is what we need to do in this life. Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu anhu says, once I went to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We were 10 of us. One of us asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, "Ya Rasulullah, man akyasun nas?" Who is the most intelligent person in the world? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, "Aktharuhum dhikran lil maut." The person who remembers death in abundance. And out of those who all of them remember death, the one who remembers death the most is the most wise and intelligent person in the world. Then Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, not only remembering it, wa ista'dadan lil maut, and those who prepare for the life after death, those are the people who are very intelligent. Ulaika al akiyas zahabu bi sharaf al dunya wa karamat al akhirah. Those are the intelligent people who got all the blessings of this life, and they will have a real good life in the Akhirah also. But just think, if a person is just working for this life, and working hard, he earns a lot. No matter how much you earn in this world, if a person has $1 million and he sits to eat, if he's full after eating two bread, he can't eat the third one. And you have only $100, and you are eating with the same person, and you are full after two bread, you can eat more. So whether you have $1 million in your account or you have $100 in your account, you're going to eat the same two breads. You can never take the third one if you are full, even if you have billions of dollars sitting in your account. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the intelligent person who will prepare for Akhirah. And imagine a person who just wastes everything. He spends his whole life just working for this world. Now all of a sudden death will come. And the person starts getting punished over there. What good did this person get out of it? He worked so hard in this world. Throughout his life he was working hard day and night. After all of this hard work, still he's getting punished over there. What did he get?
Nothing.
Once Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam recited an ayah of Quran al-Kareem that says, فَمَنْ يُرِدِ اللَّهُ أَنْ يَهْدِيَهُ يَشْرَحْ صَدْرَهُ لِلْإِسْلَامِ. If Allah wants to guide someone, He will open up his heart for Islam. Which means that person now is willing to accept Islam. That person, if he's Muslim already, he's willing to do the good deeds. He's willing to recite more Quran. He's willing to perform more nafil prayers. He's willing to make more dua. He's a nice person now. He's opening, his heart has been open for the good deeds. He doesn't like to do anything wrong. He refrains from lying, stealing, cheating. He does not want to do any of those things. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have opened up his chest for Islam. So one of the Sahaba radhiyallahu anhu ajma'in asked, Ya Rasulullah, is there any sign through which we can tell, or that person can tell for himself, that now his heart has been opened for accepting the good deeds and have been opened to accept the Islam? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, yes, there is a sign for it. What is the sign? He said, the sign is التجافي عن دار الغرور. That this person, he doesn't love this world anymore. He doesn't love the worldly gain anymore. He's not now running after dollars. He's not running after the worldly gain. والاستعداد والإنابة إلى دار الخلود. And this person is always preparing for akhirah. He's preparing for the life after death. And the third thing is, وَالْإِسْتَعْدَادُ لِلْمَوْتِ قَبْلَ أَوَانِهِ, and preparing for death before the time would come. Which means the person is always ready to die. His deeds are such that any time if he gets the message that now is your last minute of your life, he won't be scared to die. Yes, scared in the sense that he's afraid my deeds are not enough, that's different. But there isn't anything better that he can do because he already tried his best pleasing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and doing the good deeds. Once Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked the Sahaba ridwanullahi alayhi majma'in, he said to Sahaba ridwanullahi alayhi majma'in, badiru bil a'mali sab'an. Always try to do the good deeds before you are caught in one of the seven things. Do the good deeds before you are caught in one of the seven things. هَلْ تَنْتَظِرُونَ إِلَّا فَقْرًا مُنْسِيًا. Are you people waiting for starvation, poverty, that will make you forget everything? It will impair your wisdom, take your brain away from you. Are you waiting for the type of poverty that is going to make you forget about yourself? Because once the person loses everything in this world, then what? Then of course, day and night, he wants to get something. He wants to get a piece of bread for himself. He wants to make little money to be able to pay his bills. You find a lot of people who, alhamdulillah, have a good job. Allah bless them that they don't have to worry about bread. They don't have to worry about paying their bills. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed them in such a way that either they get enough to pay it, they don't have to worry about it, or someone is paying for them. Those people, they still are busy in the worldly gain, and they're running after the worldly gain more and more. You ask the person, brother, how come you don't come to masjid? We don't even see you in Jummahs. He says, yeah, I'm so busy. They don't allow me to come. I can't leave the work. And with all of these excuses, just think, what is he trying to say? Is he trying to say that if I would lose my work, then I'm going to go to come to masjid? In other words, this is exactly what it comes down to. That he says, because of my work, I'm not able to come to the masjid. Simply, he's saying, Ya Allah, take the work away from me, then I'll fulfill your orders of performing the salah. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, don't do that to yourself. هَلْ تَنْتَظِرُونَ إِلَّا فَقْرًا مُنْسِيًا. Are you waiting for a poor tree that will impair your wisdom? أَوْ غِنًا مُطْغِيًا Or you are waiting for prosperity that will mislead you. A lot of wealth. You see, sometimes people get a lot of wealth. And because of having too much wealth, now the person is out. He doesn't want to listen to anyone. He feels his wealth is everything in this life. So now he depends on his wealth more than he would think about anything else in the world. And wealth is something that normally once it comes, it makes the person be arrogant, except some good people that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed with knowledge and piety. Normally, normal people, when they get a lot of wealth, they just get out of track. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam says, do the good deeds quick before you get too much wealth. And if you don't have the taqwa at that time, at the time of getting all of that wealth, then you will be lost and you won't be able to come back to the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. أو مَرَضًا مُفْسِدًا Number three. Or you're waiting for a type of disease that is going to destroy you. God forbid a person gets handicapped. Something happens to the person that he can't work anymore. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took his eyesight away from him. He can't see anymore. That's it. What is he going to do? I remember once, I went to another town. I met a person in the masjid. I had a lecture in the masjid. And as normally, after the lecture, a lot of people came and they wanted to shake hands and say salam. And while all the people are coming to me, a person came and he asked me, he said, do you recognize me? I said, no. Don't you remember me? I said, no. He said his name, and I remembered the name right away. One of the people who studied with me, and he became hafiz with me. So I asked him, what are you doing here? He says, don't ask me. And then after everyone left, then he came on the side and he talked to me. He said, you know, I lost everything. I forgot about everything. After becoming hafiz, I did not stay on the same track. And I started working in one of these stores where we had to sell alcohol and all of these things. So he got involved in all of these haram things. So he asked me, he said, how can I get out of it? As I was thinking, and normally a person like me, like us, will try to say, oh, try your best to get out of it. This is bad and this. But he told me, he said, one day I realized that I'm doing bad. I shouldn't be doing all of this. So he said, I called my teacher, who was our common teacher. He said, I called that teacher and I said to him, that I got involved, I explained the whole situation to him because I didn't want to hide anything from the teacher. I trust that teacher. So I explained the whole situation to him and I asked him, how can I get out of it? So he said to me, just leave it right away. Don't even think about it. Don't give it a second thought. Just at this phone call, you just leave all of those things. So he said, I told him that I have a family, I'm married now, I have children, I have a house, I have responsibilities. If I would stop the work today, how am I going to pay all the bills and take care of my family? So he said, he gave me a beautiful reply. As soon as I heard it, I decided I'm going to leave. And he said, I left it. It has been long time since I left it. And Allah, alhamdulillah, I don't have no problem. I found a halal job after that. What did he tell him? He said, you are telling me that you can't leave because you have to go to work. Just imagine if tomorrow, while you're leaving to your home, something happens, you fall just at the door of your home, you break your back, end up in the hospital, who's going to take care of your family then? He said, I realize, it's true. Say tomorrow I'm walking out of my home and I fall down and my back breaks. That's it, I'll end up in the hospital. I won't even be able to come and see my family at home. Forget about bringing the food or paying the bills. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, أَوْ مَرَضًا مُفْسِدًا, or are you waiting for a disease that is going to destroy you? أَوْ هَرَمًا مُفْنِدًا, or are you waiting for an old age? For an old age that will just finish you, that will destroy you, that will not make you, give you opportunity to do anything else. You know, in the old age, you can't do all of the things that you can do it while you're young. You can't run now anymore, you can't go fast, you can't work for that long hours, you can't work, do the hard work, you can't carry all of those things that you were able to carry at your young age. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, when you're young, when you're healthy, do it, because this is the age to do it. At this time, you might even perform 100 rak'ahs and you won't get tired. In the old age, 2 rak'ahs will be difficult. Then you will hope, I wish if I would have done it earlier. I wish if I can perform more rak'ahs, I will do 2 more, but I can't even get up. You find people come and sit and do the salah on the chair. They hope if they can stand up like us and do the salah. They can't. That's it. The age is gone. أو موتا مجهزا. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, or are you waiting for a sudden death? All of a sudden you die and no more opportunities. That's it. Everything is gone. أو الدجال فشر غائب ينتظر. Or are you waiting for the Dajjal? If you are waiting for the Dajjal, that's one of the worst things to wait for. If you're waiting for the Dajjal, which simply means do the good deeds before you're living and all of a sudden the Dajjal come out and you get involved in his fitna. God forbid the person will lose, because if a person is not a strong Muslim, he have not done enough good deeds and the Dajjal will come out, he's going to go with the Dajjal. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam therefore is telling us, do good deeds, because the Dajjal will come out any time. And if you are not strong enough in your iman, in your deeds, then you might be misled by the Dajjal. Or you are waiting for the day of judgment. So the day of judgment is even worse and even more bitter than the Dajjal. So that's the worst thing. Because as the day of judgment will come, that's the time to give the judgment now. Now we will be judged for our deeds. That's the time when we need the good deeds. So therefore, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is advising us that we should always try to do the good deeds and as quickly as we can. Don't wait for anything else. Don't wait to get old. Don't wait for the next day. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is telling us, prepare for your death. Be ready to die any time and every time of your life. Any moment the angel of death is going to come and just get you. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have said in one of the ayahs of Al-Quran Al-Kareem, قُلْ إِنَّ الْمَوْتَ الَّذِي تَفِرُّونَ مِنْهُ فَإِنَّهُ مُلَاقِيكُمْ. O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, tell them, the death that you have been running away from, فَإِنَّهُ مُلَاقِيكُمْ, one day surely is going to come and catch you. We are trying to run away from it, it's going to get us one day. In another ayah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أَيْنَمَا تَكُونُوا يُدْرِكُمُ الْمَوْتِ وَلَوْ كُنْتُمْ فِي بُرُوجٍ مُشَيَّدَةٍ. Wherever you might be, the death is going to get you. The death will get you wherever you would go. وَلَوْ كُنْتُمْ فِي بُرُوجٍ مُشَيَّدَةٍ. Even if you are in strong forts, high forts, that no one can get into those forts, you are protected against all of your enemies, but you cannot stop the angel of death from getting into that fort. He is going to get in. There is nothing that can stop him. We cannot build any structure in the world where the angel of death cannot get in there. We cannot prevent him from getting there. So we all have to be ready all the times. Nothing can protect us against death. So if there is no protection, we better just be ready then at all the times by doing as many good things as we can in this life, preparing for akhirah, not wasting our time just for the worldly gain and just running after dollars, cars, homes, and all of these worldly gains. We have to have more and more. See, our closets are full of clothes, dresses, jackets, shoes, and our records are empty of any nafal prayer. No nafal prayers, no sunnah prayers. It's shame. that's the real life, and we don't have no extras for there, and we try to find a lot of extras just for this world, so we have to prepare for that life. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين والمسلمات وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله رب العالمين.